The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's choice.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Welcome back, everyone, to the dulcet tones of the Stoner Jesus Show. Chapter 2, verse 4. This is hour 2. Of chapter 2, verse 4. If you missed hour 1, of course, you can find the audio on stonerjesus.net, cannabisradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. If you want the video of hour 2, which I'm about to do, you have a Patreon, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. And of course, hour 1, that was awesome. We did a ton of shit in hour 1. Like I said, go check it out if you missed it. We stream it live, hour 1, that is, every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at stonerjesus420. If you go to the Stoner Jesus Show live page on stonerjesus.net, you can find all of those links to the free Hour 1 live streams we do every Sunday night. Check them out. Like I said, if you just want the audio of Hour 1, stonerjesus.net. All our social media links are there as well. Link to the Patreon. Like I said, the only way to get the full 2 hours on video, patreon.com/stonerjesus. 420, $5 a month, become patron of the show. Tons of classic bits coming up this hour. Also, the stories. Interesting story about a woman who shot her boyfriend hours before he was to go on a date with a former Miss Ohio. How about shitty timing, am I right? Also, a hippo molestation and a security guard who didn't help the cop. Talk about all of that coming up here in hour 2. Yes! We'll start with the aforementioned story. This woman, apparently, and they explain it all in the story. This is from Inside Edition on YouTube. Boyfriend was about to go on a date with a former Miss Ohio. She said, hold up a minute. Hold up right there. You ain't going on no date with nobody, motherfucker. I'm paraphrasing, of course, and embellishing quite a bit.
This woman's on trial for murder. Prosecutors say it was a jealous rage. She says she shot in self-defense. As Diane McInerney reports, the courtroom demeanor of Shayna Hubers and the defense she's offering is sparking comparisons to convicted killer Jody Arias.
She smiles and mouths, I love you, to her family in court. 24-year-old Shayna Hubers strokes and teases her long hair during breaks. No one would think she's on trial for allegedly shooting her boyfriend dead in a jealous rage.
I got up off the floor and I grabbed a gun and I shot him.
Huber shot 29-year-old attorney Ryan Poston in the face just hours before he was to go on a date with a Miss USA pageant contestant.
Ohio!
She was Miss Ohio, Audrey Balte. You may recall it was Audrey who made a famous gaffe during the national broadcast, referring to Julia Roberts' character in Pretty Woman, a hooker, as a positive role model.
Julia Roberts, and she was having a rough time. But you know what? She came out on top and she didn't let anybody stay in her path.
House. First of all, I don't remember this broad at all, and I don't remember that. I must not have covered it on the show. But I, at the time, and even now, I don't. What's the big deal? Julia Roberts and Pretty Woman is not a role model? I mean, just because she was a hooker? So fucking what, man? She fought for what she wanted. She got it. She's a strong, independent fucking woman. I don't see the big deal. This bitch right here is hot. The chick that killed the dude is hot, too. Dude's pulling some hot fucking tail.
Some say it may have cost her the Miss USA crown. Miss Ohio went home as second runner-up and resumed her life. She met Ryan Poston on Facebook.
I asked for some help on a review of some movies that were going on at the time, and he had replied to one of them and left a funny, interesting comment.
They made a date, but while she was waiting for him in a bar, Shana Hubers shot him at his apartment
While she was waiting for him at the bar, he was getting shot in the face.
Times. She claims it was self-defense, but prosecutors say she lashed out because he was breaking up with her.
When I first shot him, he let out a really loud noise that sounded like an animal. It was a very animalistic noise. It scared me. It freaked me out.
That's my favorite quote. She just shot him, but she was scared and freaked out by the noise he made in reaction to her shooting him. It scared her. I shot him in the face and he made this noise. I was frightened.
And because you didn't want to watch him die, you shot him more times to the point where you knew he was dead.
I said those things.
In this interrogation tape, she is seen actually singing about the killing.
I did. Yes, I did. I can't believe it.
And listen to what she tells a police officer about shooting him in the face.
I gave him his nose job. He wanted.
Hubers is being called the new Jody Arias, who killed her boyfriend in a jealous rage. She gave disturbing testimony claiming her boyfriend sexually abused her, and so did Hubers. Cincinnati Inquirer reporter Bob Strickley is covering the trial.
The testimony has been more graphic and gory and focused on lurid details of a personal relationship than just about any other murder trial I've witnessed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna convict her before all is said and done, but that bitch, she seems kind of crazy. I'm just saying, look, I know, quick to judgment, I don't know this woman, whatever, but yeah, that seems pretty crazy. She's frightened. I shot him in the face, he made this noise. I was so frightened. I didn't know what to do. I don't know, man. That sounds like bullshit. Sorry. Bullshit. Now. Hippo. Hashtag. Me too. Or pound me too. However you want to use the hashtag lingo. It's from livescience.com. Man who slapped hippo's butt at the LA Zoo is still at large. This was as of August 18th. I don't know if there's been any updates in the case about the man who slapped the hippo's butt and then ran away, I guess. I don't know. Well, let's check out the story. Police in Los Angeles are on the lookout for a man who was recently captured on video trespassing at the LA Zoo and getting dangerously hands-on with a hippopotamus. The footage was posted on Twitter August 7th. The unidentified man is seen climbing over a railing into a restricted area near the zoo's hippo enclosure. He then leans close to the two animals standing by the wall, a mother and a daughter pair named Mara and Rosie, and smacks 4-year-old Rosie on her bottom. This according to the Los Angeles Times. They're seeing the video of the mother and daughter. I don't know how 4 years old is in hippo, like hippo years compared to like, human years. But it's, I don't know. I mean, molesting, slapping hippos on the ass, however old they are, being 4 years old, it's kind of, it doesn't make it any better. That's for sure. After the slap, Rosie flinches, and Mara appears startled. The assailant jumps back over the railing and flees. The incident came to the attention of zoo administrators after the video was widely shared on social media last week. I missed that. I didn't find it until I went to a Live Science. And although police received the trespassing report, no official charges have been filed. It's according to LA, according to ABC News. Even so, the bus slap was a dangerous move. April Spurlock, a representative of the LA Zoo, told Live Science in an email, quote, any unauthorized interaction with an animal is unsafe for the animal and potentially unsafe for the patron. He got trampled for his little ass slap. Poor little Rosie. It's never okay to take an animal by surprise and physically make contact with an animal in a way that could be harmful. So, well, I don't think anybody's claiming that the guy who did this is some sort of fucking intelligence award winner or some sort of a member of Mensa or something along those lines. It's really the type of person who would do something like that. He's kind of a dickhead and a dumbass. And if you ask the people who know him, that's how they would describe him. I don't even know this guy. But how he would be described by the people who know him would be as kind of a dickhead and a dumbass. I bet both those words come up quite regularly. Now, if we're going to break this last story, and then we'll get to a bunch of classic clips, classic bits coming up, especially for new listeners who may not have heard stuff that's happened over the last seven and a half years on sternjesus.net. This cop is trying to subdue a suspect. There's a security guard. A lot of people are filming it. There's a security guard filming it, and the security guard does not help. And people were pissed off about that.
Two cops are in a serious struggle with a suspect.
This is also from Inside Edition.
The teen suspect appears to resist as a crowd gathers at a gas station in Houston. And as happens these days, several bystanders are recording the incident with their cell phones. But who's that? She's a security guard, and she...
Who's that?
Sure seems to be ignoring the police officer's plea for assistance.
Yells at the security guard, stop fucking filming and help me. She's going around in a circle with her phone, getting it all on tape. This is some guy from the police union.
Completely oblivious as to what was going on out there.
Joe Gamaldi is president of the Houston Police Officers Union.
As a security guard, you go through training, you wear a uniform, you wear a badge. She should absolutely be ashamed that she didn't even call 911.
You're a security guard, you wear a uniform, you wear a badge. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? You had the training. What training? What training? We don't know what kind of training this broad's had. And here's the thing. Here's the big fucking problem with all this. And why I wouldn't have helped him either. What happens if this woman runs in there and she gets injured? Arm gets broken, something like that. Is the fucking the police department going to pay for her shit? Is this dude right here from the police union, is he going to pay for her shit? Is he going to pay her medical bills? The security guard company she works for, they're not going to fucking pay for it. It's not workers' comp. She's not on the job. She's fucking taking a great risk for this fucking cop. She has no idea what's going on. She don't know what the kid's crime is. She's not going to run in there and risk her fucking health and her ability to do her job by getting injured somehow. These fucking guys, this douchebag in the fucking glasses, like, oh, she should be ashamed. He's not going to pay her fucking medical bills.
I mean, at the very least, she could have called for our officers and get them some help out there.
Oh, it was a fucking teenager on the ground. Jesus Christ. You need help? Fucking, the teenager's on his stomach, and the cop is on his back. On the teenager's back. Subduing him. If you can't handle that, well, don't fucking get the job.
And she did nothing.
And the guy's got some other guy helping him anyway, subdued. It's two on this kid, whoever the fuck he is. I don't care if he's a grown fucking man, there's two people on him.
The security company she works for fired her after seeing the video.
That's bullshit, too. They know goddamn well if she would have ran in there and helped and something would have happened to her, she would have been injured. She gets no workers' comp. She gets no paid fucking leave. No paid time off. They're going to hail her as a fucking hero? Of course not. Of course not. And yes, I will mention the fact that she is black and the suspect who's on the ground is black. And that might have had something to do with why she didn't help either. She sees a white cop pressing the face of a black teenager into the fucking pavement. She's not going to help. She's standing there right there with her one hand on, has her phone and the other hand's in her pocket. She don't give a shit. And she showed plainly she don't give a shit.
Police around the country are asking citizens to get involved when they safely can. Just this week in New York City,
how do you know when you safely can get involved? I see a fucking cop wrestling with somebody. I'm not getting involved. I don't care how much fucking cash you offer me.
Sergeant's Union announced it's offering cash as an incentive.
We will offer a $500 reward for any individual who comes to the aid of any member of law enforcement in the city of New York.
And by the way, a lot of this is because of the distrust that police have sown with the citizenry of this country. There's no fucking getting around that. People are less likely every day, every month, every year, as time goes by, they have less trust in the police and they're less likely to put themselves on the line to help a cop, especially when he's seemed to have tackled some black teenager.
While making an arrest and someone is resisting that arrest and they help that officer.
The 17-year-old suspect in Houston was finally cuffed and arrested for attempting to disarm a police officer. no thanks to the security guard.
Help me. Help me. Do your job, motherfucker. He's trying to disarm a police officer. You mean he just ran up and tried to take his gun? I find that hard to believe. But in any case, it's not worth it to put your neck on the line and shit like that. Something happens to you, those motherfuckers aren't going to help her. The cops aren't going to pay her medical bills. Police union guys aren't going to pay her medical bills. Her employers aren't going to pay her medical bills. We don't know this woman's life. Maybe she needs her job. Or again, maybe she didn't give a fuck about some white cop tacking on a black teenager. I mean, I don't know. But, you know, between the war on drugs and cops in general just being fucking assholes and abusing their power, there's a wall being built between people and the police. They're not seen as protectors. They haven't been seen as protectors by a lot of people for a long time. You don't feel safe when the cops are around. At least a lot of people don't. Some people do. Usually the friends and family members of the cops. But other people, not so much. In any case, we move on with our two. A lot of classic bits coming up. Keep spreading the word about sternerjesus.net. All that stuff. Go check out number one. It'll be hour one of chapter two, verse four. And of course, check us out on Twitter and Periscope at sternerjesus 420 every Sunday night. Keep spreading the word about sternerjesus.net. Yo. Peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. I specifically want to speak to the gay men among my audience. Have you ever been out on the hunt, if you will, trying to score some hottie, some totes hottie, and you don't have what it takes to get that hottie. Maybe you're at the club or wherever you are. Broadway musical, it doesn't matter. You're trying to get that hottie, but you don't know how to talk to the hottie. You don't know what to say. That's a big hunk of beefcake right there, and you don't have the words. Well, you know what you need? You need the new Dick Caller from the Dick Commander series. That's right. Call 1-800-GET-DICK. 1-800-GET-DICK. I have St. Peter here to demonstrate the Dick Caller. Just blow right into that.
Right here.
Right there, Peter. There you go.
All right.
Blow into your Dick Caller from Dick Commander, and you'll hear awesome stuff like this.
Oh, yeah. We had a share together in the Pines.
Ah, see? It works. Of course it works.
Do you guys have any wigs?
You get Dick. The Dick Caller from Dick Commander.
Hey, honey, have you seen my Gene Kelly?
You don't have the words to get that dick? There you go, Peter. Get into it.
Yeah.
Blow that motherfucker.
That's why I'll never go to Hamburger Mary's again.
Blow that motherfucker. Yeah.
Get that dick.
Call that dick. You don't have the words. You don't need the words.
Hey, girl.
Because you have...
Hey, Diva.
The Dick Caller from Dick Commander. 1-800-GET-DICK.
Hey, Richard.
Call it today.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Stoner Jesus Show. Now it is time for one of the hottest new games of the fall of 2013 to be reviewed by the one and only St. Peter. His reviews on this show have been epic. He did a Kanye West's album review that he didn't even listen to, so I can't imagine this is going to be much better. I can't imagine how, Peter, you would even review such an expensive game for such an expensive gaming system. Are you going to get rid of the fucking microphone or what? It's time. It's time now. Time is now. You review Grand Theft Auto V, the video game. So, St. Peter, are you ready? Are you ready fucking there to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go.
Yeah.
We'll review Grand Theft Auto V. Hit it.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, as people listen to the show now, I can't really afford any kind of gaming system. And I certainly could afford, even if I had one, I couldn't afford the new Grand Theft Auto V. So I took to the streets around the Stern Jesus Studio Complex, see what I could find, started peeking in some people's windows.
Peeking in people's windows.
The neighborhood, just kind of looking in, see what was going on, see if anybody was playing the Grand Theft Auto 5.
Mm, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I just kept checking people. It took a while. Mm. Took a while, but finally I found a couple kids down on the first floor in the living room playing some Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
It's a pretty big TV, too, so I got a pretty good look. I couldn't hear any sound or anything, but... I got a pretty good look at it.
So this review is just you looking through a window?
Yeah, it's all visual for me. Standing outside these people's window.
Okay.
Watching their kids play Grand Theft Auto. It looked pretty cool, man. There was a lot of, robbery going on and car stealing. Hence, I guess, the name of the game, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. there was other cool stuff. You know, I never played the game before. I really don't know much about it. But I did see one guy...
of course not.
One guy hitting a bong. Oh, that was pretty cool. I think I saw another scene in a strip club. It was pretty cool. You could see titties.
Wow.
Video game titties.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds bad. That's
not as good as real titties, obviously, but, video game titties are... video game titties. I mean, I really don't know what to say, other than that. It was pretty cool.
Okay. That was it? I mean, there's
I stayed there actually for a while, until like their dad or whatever. He saw me through the window.
Oh, yeah.
He got really pissed off. Luckily for me, he was pretty fat and slow and old. So I was able to, get out of there without
make your escape.
Getting the holy shit beat out of me. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah.
So if I had to say, not be able to hear the sound or actually play the game, I say Grand Theft Auto. It was pretty fucking cool, nonetheless.
Okay. Here we go.
I would recommend actually playing it as opposed to just walking through a window.
Yeah.
I'm sure playing it is much cooler, and much funner, and much more funner.
Yeah.
Than what I did.
Okay.
Plus, there's no chance somebody's going to kick the shit out of you for, peeping on their kids playing video games.
Right.
But other than that, I'd say I give Grand Theft Auto 5 four thumbs up.
What the fuck does that mean? Four thumbs up.
Four thumbs. I do it twice.
What?
I give two thumbs up, and I give two thumbs up again. It's four.
Okay.
I don't see what's so hard to understand about that, Jesus.
Nothing.
Anyway,
don't worry about it.
That's my review of Grand Theft Auto 5. Wow. Thank you for your time.
Okay, well, thank you. That's awesome, Peter. I guess that's it. You're leaving. Okay, well. It's a good thing I don't fucking pay you. That was awful. Watching it through somebody's window. Come on. Come on. Anyway, that was St. Peter's review of Grand Theft Auto 5. For what it's worth. This show's free, so. As I said on many occasions, you get what you pay for. Stoner Jesus Show will be back.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word. Stonerjesus. To get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stonerjesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at nextbardo. Check them out. Another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
Yep. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus here. St. Peter is with me. He's in his little glass enclosure. What's up, Petey?
Am I Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So tonight?
Yeah.
By the way, thanks for stopping by. You're a big FM radio star now. And
here we go.
You don't think it's a big deal to come to do this show anymore, but so thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Whatever, asshole.
Fucking douchebag.
Fuck you, dickweed.
So anyway, St. Peter's new Easter traditions.
Fucker.
Got you a list there, Peter?
Yeah, it's right here.
All right. Well, you know the drill.
Yeah.
It's the list.
Yeah.
St. Peter's new Easter traditions. Hit it, yo.
Oh, yeah, instead of hiding Easter eggs, you can hide, like, dead bunnies.
Mm.
Hide dead bunnies everywhere, and, like, you know, everybody will remember that, man, like, even, especially the kids, and they find some dead bunnies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's how we're going to start things off, huh?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Yep.
What's the next one, Peter?
You can hide weed in the eggs. First, gonna do the eggs. You put weed in them.
Didn't you do that one before?
I don't think so, Jesus.
I seem to remember some other list. Maybe I have to go look it up. Some of the Easter stuff in the last couple of years.
Go look it up, Poindexter.
I could have swore you did the hide the weed in the eggs thing.
That's a good idea, anyway, right, Jesus?
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Yeah. Well. So there you go.
I guess it's worth repeating.
Fuck yeah.
What's next, Peter?
You can hide behind shit, and then when people walk by, you just, like, you jump out and yell, I have risen!
Ah.
Like, real loud at them.
Ah, that sounds...
Yeah.
Sounds like I might get you punched. But, you know.
Why?
It is what it is.
What do you mean?
It's you getting punched, Peter, I really don't mind.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Go ahead.
Asshole.
I was to other people out there, yeah, you might get punched.
No.
I would punch you.
What, really?
Yeah, if you jumped out at me like that.
Oh.
Start screaming at me.
Yeah.
Bam. Right in the face.
Oh my God.
I can punch you in the throat. The throat's the best place.
Yeah.
It'll damage the other person a lot more than a face punch. Plus the throat is softer than say a skull would be, so it's easier on the hand. If you can't get that throat punch in, some people have little throats. Then you know, just go right for the nose.
So boring.
Drive that fucker right in the brain.
So boring.
That's right. That's what you get. Don't jump out at me, bitch. Try to scare me.
You done?
What if I had a heart attack?
Oh my God.
If I had a heart attack with somebody trying to scare me or saying or screaming at me that they have risen.
Okay.
First of all, that's my thing. I rose. You didn't rise.
Oh God.
You didn't rise from shit. I rose, son. I is risen.
Right.
I is risen.
You is risen.
That's right.
Right.
That's what Easter's all about.
Yeah.
Me being risen.
Indeed.
What's next, Peter?
you can dress up like zombie Jesus. Let's see if they can become like a thing in your town, zombie Jesus. Yeah, zombie Jesus, bitch.
When you say zombie Jesus, you mean like, you know, the whole nine yards, the blood and the face paint and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Like full-blown Halloween zombie Jesus?
Right. Full-blown zombie Jesus is going to eat your face off.
Okay. All
right.
I guess it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
Could be a thing. 50 years ago, we could look back on this and see this was the starting point of maybe like the second Halloween of the year.
No, I guess.
Instead of dressing up as different people, everybody dresses up as zombie Jesus.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, you're...
Okay, anything else, Peter?
You're long-winded tonight, Jesus. You can get those dead bunnies from earlier, and then you can cook them up for Easter dinner. So you make use of the dead bunnies twice. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Ha. You brought it back full circle.
Yeah, full circle.
Ah.
Circle of life.
You are a genius, Peter.
Oh, indeed.
I bow to your genius.
You being sarcastic, Jesus?
I take it that's the last one, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It'd be pointless to end. You gotta end with the full circle thing, right?
Right.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
Right.
Little comedy 101 from St. Peter.
Yeah.
If you need to be taught about comedy, St. Peter's the man to teach you.
I'm sensing sarcasm, Jesus.
You know anything about cooking bunnies, Peter?
No, I've never cooked bunnies. Wait, what are you insinuating?
Okay.
What are you insinuating, Jesus? All right. I somehow know about cooking fucking bunnies or something.
Probably not too bad. Bunnies?
I guess.
You need a good diet?
I guess.
Sure.
I don't know.
Just cook up some bunnies for Easter. Dress like zombie Jesus. Hide some weed and some eggs.
Are you mocking me, Jesus?
Maybe some dead bunnies around.
Are you mocking
some
me?
Some places.
What?
Instead of eggs.
Are you mocking me? You making fun of me, Jesus, or something? God damn it.
Fun for all ages.
I want to put up with this shit.
That was St. Peter's list
Jesus.
Of new Easter traditions.
You're like mocking
Thanks,
me.
Peter.
Your sarcasm.
As always,
shit.
It's been an absolute nightmare to talk to you.
Well, it's been a fucking nightmare
Thank
to talk
you.
To you, asshole. You stupid.
And he just keeps talking. Your microphone's off, dude. He doesn't care. He's going to keep talking. Stoner Jesus Show Live. 420 and Easter are coming up. So I hope you got some of those traditions down and make good use of them. It's Zombie Jesus Day and 420. Holy shit. It's the bomb, son. We'll be back.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called Green Gon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get Green Gon. That's GreenGonDetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's GreenGoneDetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process on Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
From high atop Mount Soledad in San Diego, California, 100 feet above sea level. Good morning. It's Good News with cannabis nurse Heather.
This plant is amazing. Positive change is happening. We did it. No matter who you are, you can make a positive impact on the world.
I would rather be illegally alive than legally dead.
And that quote helped to give you strength.
Nurse Heather is only on CannabisRadio.com.
Good morning, cannabis nurse Heather.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, Staring Jesus here. I'm in the back of the crowd. I'm standing on a chair so I can get a good look at the ring. What we got going on here? Peter has entered the ring. Floyd Cloudyweather has entered the ring. Floyd Cloudyweather is very small. He's very small. Peter has a good 40 pounds on him. It's going to be exciting to see what happens. I'm recording some commentary here during the fight for play on the Staring Jesus show, of course. They're ready. They're ready to go. They're getting their instructions. I have a pretty good vantage point here over the crowd. So it's a pretty nice crowd in here in the VFW. So, okay, they're ready to go. All right, here we go. Here we go. And they're off. Here we go. They're circling each other. Circling, getting a little feel for each other. Peter is looking for an opening to try to... He's definitely being the aggressor. Oh, Peter shoots for the legs. Peter's got him by the legs. He's got him down. He's got Floyd Cloudyweather down. I'm sorry, Manny Pacquiao. Shoots for the legs. He has Cloudyweather down. Cloudyweather is down. He's Pacquiao is... Cloudyweather's reversed. He's reversed it. He's on top of Pacquiao. St. Peter, he's on top. He's got Pacquiao pinned down. Cloudyweather's got Pacquiao pinned down. He's waylaying him with fists to the head and body. Seemingly at will. Oh, my God. He's just pummeling. He's pummeling Pacquiao. Holy shit. Holy shit. Pacquiao is getting hammered by Cloudyweather. This little 140-pound scrawny dude is pounding the shit out of St. Peter. I don't know if they're going to stop this. Peter's not defending himself anymore. He's just getting pummeled into a bloody mess. Oh, the humanity. The humanity. Oh, my God. Oh, there's the bell. The ref stepped in and stopped it. Holy shit. I've never seen anything so horrific. Never in my life have I ever seen an ass whooping so horrific. Peter, right now, Manny Pacquiao is crumpled in the middle of the ring in just a bloody pool of just fucking blood and teeth everywhere. Holy shit. The bomb who's Floyd Cloudyweather, he is jumping up and down for glee. I assume there's some kind of prize pack for winning the fight. I don't know. I don't know what he gets, but he's acting like he won the Super Bowl. He's climbing up on the ropes. He's, you know, blowing kisses to the crowd. I don't know who Floyd Cloudyweather is, but he just made a name for himself tonight, which I guess the name would be Floyd Cloudyweather, because I don't know his real name. Peter is still in the middle of the ring, just crumpled. There was no medical attention being administered. I don't know if maybe that's something I was supposed to cover or handle. I'm not sure.
not sure if I was supposed to handle it, I didn't. If I was the one supposed to get medical personnel here in case something bad happened, that slipped my mind. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to St. Peter. I know he can't hear me right now because he's unconscious and toothless and bloody and just laying in a pool of his own sweat and blood in the middle of the ring as Floyd Cloudy Weather celebrates. Huge bum fight. Very quick. Very quick. One round. Knockout for Floyd Cloudy Weather. Manny Pacquiao, a.k.a. St. Peter, officially 0-1. And bum fighting. Oh, my God. The humanity. This is Stoner Jesus reporting from the local VFW Post Hall 7844. The big bum fight. Oh, my God. That was brutal. Brutal. Fucking Christ. Oh, man. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get out of here. Somebody, still no medical attention being administered to Peter. I guess maybe I should call 911 or something. I'll go do that. I'm going to go outside. I'll go outside and get some fresh air. Call 911. Stoner Jesus reporting for the Stoner Jesus Show.